Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Fantasize Me, the podcast where I take characters real or imagined, and I fantasize them as D&D characters. I'm your host, Zach Katz, and today we're going to be turning Herschel of Ostrapol into a D&D character. Now, you might find yourself asking, who is Herschel? I feel like I start a lot of episodes by saying, you might find yourself asking, who the hell is this person? Herschel of Ostrapol was a real person, kind of a trickster of sorts, who has since been turned into a character in Jewish folklore. Now, the character of Herschel is based on the historic figure who lived in what is today Ukraine during the late 18th or 19th century, who used his wits to get by, eventually earning a permanent position as sort of like a court jester to a rabbi. But he was this little stinker who, you know, offended some of the townspeople with his humor and outwitting people. And the character in folklore is very much a trickster. There are a few tales about him. I will read you one now called The Goose. Okay? When Herschel was a child, he had a number of brothers and sisters of whom he was the smallest. Thus, whenever they had a meal, he'd be the last to get anything. As a result, whenever they had goose, he never got to eat a foot, which was his favorite part. One evening, he snuck into the kitchen before dinner and cut a foot off the goose, slipping it under his shirt to hide. During dinner, his father noticed that Herschel's shirt was grease-stained and that the goose's left foot was missing.
"Herschel," he said, "did you take the goose's foot?"
"No, father," he said. "Maybe it was a one-footed goose."
"A one-footed goose? Well, there's no such thing."
"Sure there is. I'll take you to see one after dinner." That evening, Herschel took his father out to a lake near the village. A flock of geese were sleeping on the banks, each tucking one foot into its body so that only the other was visible. "There's one," said Herschel, pointing. Thinking to outsmart his son, his father clapped, waking the goose and causing it to lower its other leg.
"There. Now, Herschel, will you admit that you stole—"
"Wow, father! You just clapped and the goose grew a foot! Why didn't you do that to the one at the table?"
I love that one. So, that was the goose. Yeah, Herschel's just, like, kind of a stinker.
There's another one called Good Manners. One time, Herschel and a vagabond friend bought two loaves of bread. Herschel picked them up from the baker, then handed the smaller one to his friend and kept the larger one for himself.
"This is very impolite," his friend said.
"What would you have done if you were me?" Herschel asked.
"I'd give you the large loaf and keep the small one, of course," the friend said.
"Well, you've got the small one. Now what do you want?"
So that's the kind of humor and wit Herschel brings to the table. "Well, you've got the small one." Oh, what a jerk. I love him. But I was introduced to Herschel of Ostrapol in a children's story, Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins, which is still one of my favorite picture books. It's just so good. It is about Herschel coming to this village that has a haunted synagogue, and these goblins prevent the villagers from lighting the candles for Hanukkah. So they're like, all someone has to do is go to this haunted synagogue and light a candle each night of Hanukkah. And Herschel's like, "Sweetie, I got this." So he goes, and the goblins come to him, one each night, and Herschel outwits them. The first one's this little thing, and Herschel's like, "Get out of here, I'll freaking kick your ass." And the goblin's like, "You don't seem very strong to me." So Herschel, in the dim light of only two candles for the first night of Hanukkah, takes out a boiled egg, which looks like a rock in this light, and crushes it in one hand. And the goblin's like, "Oh shit, dude, I gotta freaking get out of here." And beats it. Another goblin comes, and Herschel's like, "Hey goblin, you like pickles?" And the goblin's like, "Shit, dude, for sure I like pickles." So Herschel gives him a pickle jar and's like, "Take a pickle, babe." And the goblin reaches in, grabs a pickle, but can't get it out because now his hand is a fist and it doesn't fit through the jar. And he's like, "What kind of curse have you placed on me?" And Herschel goes, "It's a powerful spell. I'll tell you how to release it if you leave and allow me to keep lighting candles." And the goblin's like, "Freaking fine." Herschel says, "Your greed is the only thing keeping you stuck. Just let go of the pickle and you'll be fine." The goblin's like, "Oh shit, you're right." And then on the last night, I freaking love this. On the last night, the Goblin King is supposed to come for the eighth night of Hanukkah. And Herschel, instead of lighting the candles and waiting for the King of Goblins, he instead sets the menorah with all the candles in place by the door to the synagogue and sits and waits for the King of the Goblins. The King of the Goblins opens the door by the candles and says, "Herschel, it's me. I'm gonna freaking eat your soul." Herschel's like, yeah, whatever. You're just one of the village kids trying to scare me. Get out of here. And the King of the Goblins says, "How dare you? I'm the King of the Goblins." Herschel replies, "I can't see you. Just, there are some candles by the door. Just light them." So the King of the Goblins lights a few of the candles and says, "Now do you see me? I'm gonna eat you up." And Herschel says, "I can't see you. I don't know who you are. Get out of here before I chase you with a stick." The King of the Goblins goes, How dare you? Okay. So he lights the rest of the candles and he's like, "Now do you see who I am?" And Herschel just goes, "You dumb idiot. You stupid, moronic fool. Absolute buffoon of a goblin piece of shit. Not only are all the candles lit, breaking whatever freaking curse this is, you lit them yourself, you dumb idiot." The King of the Goblins is like, "Oh, shit, dude. I ain't gonna freaking get out of here." And thus the synagogue is no longer plagued by goblins. That's the story of Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins in a nutshell. But I think you get the picture of who Herschel is. He's a trickster who uses his cleverness and wits and trickery to outwit opponents much bigger and more dangerous than himself. So let's turn him into a D&D character by picking Herschel's background. So I'm looking at backgrounds, and Herschel is a folk hero, and there is a folk hero background, but I don't think we're gonna go with that. That's too easy. And also, I don't actually think that background is super, super fitting. So I was thinking maybe like urchin would work, or maybe charlatan. I think, maybe not. Yeah, I don't think charlatan would work, because he's not trying to be someone else. You know what I mean? He's always Herschel. How about maybe outlander, because he does some traveling? No, I think I was right. I think urchin, because in some of the tales of Herschel, he's just straight up kind of a little thief, and I love that about him. So let's do urchin. He's going to gain skill proficiencies in sleight of hand and stealth, perfect for a trickster, as well as tool proficiencies in disguise kit and thieves tools. Again, perfect for this little trickster. Now for race. I wish there was a sphinx race, because who's got more tricks and riddles than a sphinx, right? But instead, we're gonna go with Kender. Now, Kender, they're kind of like halflings mixed with elves in appearance, just short humans with pointed ears. But I think they're fitting for a number of reasons that I will get into now. The first ability that Kenders get is Fearless. So Herschel will have advantage on saving throws he makes to avoid or end the frightened condition on himself. And when he fails a saving throw to avoid or end the frightened condition on himself, he can choose to succeed instead. And he can choose to succeed once per long rest. That's super fitting for Herschel. He is fearless. He just went into that synagogue full of goblins and is just like, I'm gonna beat their asses with my mind. He also has Kender Curiosity. So he's gonna gain proficiency with one of the following skills of his choice: insight, investigation, sleight of hand, or survival. And I think we're gonna do insight. Because I think in order to trick people, you have to have good insight into the person to know what they'll be fooled by and what they won't be fooled by. So let's do insight there. The last thing he's going to get as a Kender is an ability called Taunt, which is perfect. All Herschel does is taunt people. So he has an extraordinary ability to fluster creatures, and as a bonus action, Herschel can unleash a string of provoking words at a creature within 60 feet of himself that can hear and understand him. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw, or it has disadvantage on attack rolls against targets other than Herschel until the start of his next turn. The DC equals 8, plus his proficiency bonus, plus his intelligence, wisdom, or charisma modifier. And we will select that once we choose his class. It says choose when you select this race, but I don't know what class he's going to be, so we'll hold off on that. And he can use this bonus action a number of times equal to his proficiency bonus, and regains all expended uses every long rest. So this is great. He can just provoke creatures into attacking him instead of any allies that might be around. Ugh, love it. For languages, he's going to have common and one of his choice. So let's see, what language is close? What fantasy language do we think is close to Yiddish? What a question. How about Jewish people are often depicted as being goblins in a lot of anti-Semitic propaganda, so we're definitely not going to go with goblin. I think I'm just going to do Elvish. That's my go-to when I don't know what language to give a character. Like, Elvish. They can speak Elvish. It's fine. Okay, beautiful. Now that we have his background urchin and his race Kender, we can roll for stats. So that's when you take a d6, a six-sided die, roll it 4 times and drop the lowest number, then add up the remaining 3 to get one of his 6 ability scores. Okay, so we're going to do that 6 times. Looking for a gift for the D&D or TTRPG nerd in your life? Look no further than We Print Miniatures. We Print Miniatures has a huge range of over 3,000 miniatures that they can print on demand and send to you or your loved ones, or even people you just sort of like. Check them out at weprintminiatures.com, and at checkout, use promo code FANTASIZEMEPOD to get 10% off your entire order. I love that for you. All right, I rolled for Herschel, and wowie zowie, oh my god, Herschel. So the first number he got was an 18, the highest you can get. That was the first thing Herschel rolled. Classic Herschel. So his numbers are 18, 15, 10, 14, 6, and 12. So everything is incredible except that really bad 6. But everything else, a 14, a 15, an 18, oh my god, he's gonna be so strong. He's gonna be so powerful. He's gonna, like, this version of Herschel, instead of tricking the Goblin King, he's just gonna run at him full tilt and deck him in the face. This is gonna be a Herschel you can't knock over with a stiff breeze. You know what I mean? Okay, great, cool. We have those numbers. Now let's slot them in where we think they should go. So 18, that's definitely gotta go into intelligence. Because Herschel's a smart cookie. He really is. And I am Jewish, and my people put a big emphasis on education. You gotta go to college or else you'll be a failure and no one will like you and you'll die alone. I was essentially told that many times by my grandmother. But anyway, so 18 intelligence. Next is 15. Let's put that into wisdom. Then we have a 14. Let's do 14 charisma. Oh my god. Okay, 12, 10, and 6. Let's do 12 constitution, 10 dexterity, and 6 strength. Because, okay, I think 10 dexterity, because he's not really doing anything dexterous in any of these stories. He never, like, runs away from someone or anything. He just stands his ground and makes fun of them to their face. And strength, again, no feats of strength. When he was tricking that goblin, all he did was crush a hard-boiled egg. So he has terrible strength, average dexterity, perfect. Average dexterity, but everything else is pretty good. So now he gets a +2 to one stat and a +1 to another because of his Kender race. So I think we're just going to straight up max out intelligence. We're just going to bump intelligence to a 20, which is a +5 modifier, the highest it can go, you know, without aid of magical items or stuff like that. And then a plus one into wisdom to bump that 15 to a 16, which is now a plus 3 modifier. Oh my god, these stats are insane. All right, so starting stats for Herschel: 6 strength, 10 dexterity, 12 constitution, 20 intelligence, 16 wisdom, and 14 charisma. Oh my god. Ugh. Okay. Incredible. Okay, now let's pick what Herschel's first class will be. So we have this huge intelligence that I want to make use of, so I think we're gonna go right into wizard. Usually I like to throw a curveball like, oh, intelligence is their highest stat? Let's do sorcerer. But nah, I want to use this crazy intelligence to go right into wizard. So, as a first level wizard, he is going to go... You know what? I said that and then immediately changed my mind. We're going to start with cleric. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're starting with cleric. So as a first level cleric, forget wizard, we're not there yet. He's going to gain proficiency in light armor, medium armor, and shields. That medium armor is going to help him because with a plus 0 to dexterity, his armor class is just 10. So he needs a bit of help there. He's going to gain proficiency with all simple weapons, as well as wisdom and charisma saving throws. Then he's going to choose 2 skills to be proficient in from history, insight, medicine, persuasion, and religion. He's already proficient in insight, so let's do persuasion and religion. He's a Jewish folk hero. He's got to know about Judaism. And persuasion for obvious reasons. You don't need to roll for deception if you're persuasive enough, right? So first level cleric, he's going to gain spellcasting. Yeah, boys, magic. So he is going to use wisdom for his spellcasting ability for all of his cleric spells. So a spell save DC or what a target has to equal or beat in order to resist the effects of Herschel's spells is going to be 8 plus his proficiency bonus plus his wisdom modifier. So his wisdom modifier is plus 3, which is very good for first level, especially because we're not even using that plus 5 intelligence. So Herschel is freaking stacked, dude. His proficiency bonus at first level is plus 2, so that is a spell save DC of 13, and a spell attack modifier of plus 5. That's pretty good for first level, okay? He's also going to choose his divine domain, or his cleric subclass. Now, hey, guess what? There is a trickery subclass for cleric. We're not gonna do that, though. We are instead going to choose the light domain, because Hanukkah, well, that is the festival of lights, baby. So he's going to learn the light cantrip, and this doesn't count against the number of cleric cantrips he knows. So now he can just make light. Beautiful. And he's also going to gain the ability Warding Flare. Now, when Herschel's attacked by a creature within 30 feet of him that he can see, he can use his reaction to impose disadvantage on the attack roll, causing light to flare before the attacker, before it hits or misses. And he can use this feature a number of times equal to his wisdom modifier per long rest. And I really like that because if you'll remember, his racial ability as a Kender called Taunt gives enemies disadvantage on attacks other than him. So he can use Taunt, cause enemies to target him, and then give them disadvantage using Warding Flare as well. Beautiful. He's just making freaking fools of them. He's like, oh, over here, I'm gonna freaking kick your ass. I'm not afraid of you. They're like, okay, we're gonna teach you a lesson. And then he's like, boom, Warding Flare. Gorgeous. Love that synergy. Second level in cleric, he is going to gain Channel Divinity. And he can use Channel Divinity once per short or long rest. And the base Channel Divinity is just called Turn Undead. As an action, he can have each undead that can see or hear him within 30 feet of him make a wisdom saving throw. And if they fail, they're turned for 1 minute or until they take any damage. Turn Undead is completely situational. If you never come across an undead, you're never going to use your Channel Divinity. But he gains a Channel Divinity option from his Light Domain subclass called Radiance of the Dawn. Which, What a cool name for an ability, Radiance of the Dawn. It's so extra. I love it. So as an action, Herschel can present his holy symbol and any magical darkness within 30 feet of him is dispelled. Additionally, each hostile creature within 30 feet of him has to make a constitution saving throw, and a creature will take radiant damage equal to 2d10 plus his cleric level on a failed saving throw, and half as much damage on a successful one. A creature that is total cover from Herschel is not affected. But boom, he can just be like, oh, Radiance of the Dawn, freaking hold up his shamash. A shamash is the center candle on a menorah that you use to light all the other candles. That's what a shamash is. So boom, he can just use an action to deal radiant damage equal to 2d10 plus 2 to any hostile creature within 30 feet of him. That's awesome. And again, he can do that once per short or long rest. Now I think we're going to multiclass into wizard. I think I gave him some fun abilities there. I mean, we're probably going to jump back into cleric at some point. We might not. I don't know. I don't plan these things ahead of time. I like it to be loosey-goosey on this podcast. Okay, so first level wizard. Hey, guess what? He's also going to have spellcasting. But this time, all of his wizard spells use his intelligence modifier. And I think that's what we're going to have his taunt ability use as well. Because if you'll remember, we could pick his intelligence, wisdom, or charisma modifier to determine the saving throw DC for his taunt ability. Obviously, we're going to use intelligence. It's his highest stat by a wide margin, a plus 5. Oh my god. So that means for his wizard spell save DC, it's 8 plus 5 plus 2, or a DC of 15. That is so high. And his spell attack modifier of plus 7. Also, super high. I love it. First level wizards get the arcane recovery ability. So once per day when Herschel finishes a short rest, he can choose expended spell slots to recover that have a combined level equal to or less than half his wizard level rounded up. None of the slots can be 6th level or higher. So what this means is, as a 1st level wizard, when he finishes a short rest, he can regain 1 1st level spell slot. If eventually he gets to be like a 10th level wizard, he can regain a 5th level spell slot, or a 3rd level spell slot and 2 1st level spell slots at once. But you get it. You know how math works. 2nd level in wizard, 4th level overall, he's going to gain his arcane tradition, which is the wizard subclass. I think we're going to go with the illusion subclass because that just sounds fun. So, school of illusion, he is going to gain improved minor illusion. So, Herschel learns the minor illusion cantrip. If he already knows this cantrip, he can learn a different wizard cantrip of his choice, and this cantrip doesn't count against the number of cantrips he knows. But now when he casts Minor Illusion, he can create both a sound and an image with a single casting of the spell. Normally you have to choose one or the other, either an image or a sound. Herschel can do both, and that's going to make his tricks all the sweeter. 3rd level in wizard, 5th overall, he's just going to gain access to 2nd level wizard spells. 4th level in wizard, 6th overall, an ability score improvement. I think we're just going to give him a feat. We're going to hop right into feats. I mean, he already has a maxed out intelligence and a plus 3 to wisdom for his cleric stuff. He's good on both fronts. So let's go right to a feat, a special ability that Herschel now has. What should we choose? You know what we're going to do? We're going to give him the skill expert feat. Now we can increase one ability score of his choice by one. I guess let's bump up wisdom, right? Or should I do charisma? I think I'm actually going to do charisma. So charisma is a 15, which is still a plus 2 modifier. Now from skill expert, we can give Herschel proficiency in one skill of his choice, and we're going to choose deception. I was looking at his character sheet and he doesn't have proficiency in deception. What the hell kind of trickster is that? I needed to rectify that immediately. The last ability from Skill Expert is he can choose one skill in which he has proficiency, and he can gain expertise in that skill, which means he doubles his proficiency bonus. And I think we're just going to choose deception, because he's got to have crazy high deception. That's what he does. So doubling the proficiency bonus is so good, because he has a plus 2 to charisma, which means before the skill expert feat, his deception was plus 2, but now it is plus 8. What an improvement. Ugh. Oh, he's gonna be lying and fibbing like you wouldn't believe, outsmarting everybody with his deception and his persuasion. I love that. Now we're going to go 5th level in wizard, 7th overall. He's going to gain access to 3rd level wizard spells. Some awesome spells there. Counterspell feels kind of like a trickster spell. Someone tries to throw magic at you and you just knock their magic out of the air. Just like, oh, sorry, you're actually really weak. Just constantly gaslighting his enemies. Beautiful. 6th level in wizard, he's going to gain another arcane tradition feature from the School of Illusion subclass called Malleable Illusions. So now when Herschel casts an illusion spell that has a duration of 1 minute or longer, he can use his action to change the nature of the illusion, provided that he can see the illusion. So if he creates the illusion of, you know, a one-footed goose, like in the story, normally once you create the illusion, that's the illusion. But now he can use his action to change the illusion. Maybe he created a one-footed goose and he can change it to a no-footed goose. Wouldn't that be wild? But I mean, that's a silly example, but you get it. He can change his illusions without having to keep casting the illusion spell and using spell slots. Awesome. Now, we're gonna hop back into Cleric, because I said so. So, 3rd level Cleric, 9th overall, he's gonna gain access to 2nd level Cleric spells. Cool. 4th level in Cleric, 10th overall, that's another ability score improvement. Let's give him another feat. I don't know if we're actually going to increase any of his ability scores. I think he's just going to get a feat every time he gets an ability score improvement. Because with ability score improvements, you can increase one ability score of your choice by 2, or 2 ability scores of your choice by 1. But his ability scores are great, so let's pick a feat. I think we're going to choose Perceptive, because I think it helps tricksters to be perceptive, to know what's around them, you know, so they don't walk into any traps set for them, or so they can more easily lead people into traps. So he's going to gain proficiency in the perception skill. Beautiful. He's also going to increase his wisdom by 1, so that's now a 17, which is still a +3 modifier. That doesn't change there. And also, being in a lightly obscured area doesn't impose disadvantage on Herschel's perception checks if he can both see and hear. I like this because even if he's in, you know, fog or something, it doesn't reduce his ability to perceive stuff. That's nice. Next, we are going to go 5th level in Cleric, 11th overall. His Channel Divinity for Turn Undead now changes to Destroy Undead. So whenever he uses the Turn Undead Channel Divinity option that he has, if there are any undead of challenge rating 1/2 or lower that fail their wisdom saving throw, they're just immediately destroyed. He's 11th level, so I don't know how often he's going to be coming into contact with undead that are that weak, but now he can just destroy them. 6th level in Cleric, 12th overall, he can now use his Channel Divinity twice per short or long rest. He's also going to gain another Divine Domain feature from the Light Domain subclass, and that is called Improved Flare. So now when a creature that Herschel can see within 30 feet of him attacks a creature other than Herschel, Herschel can use his Warding Flare ability to impose disadvantage. So say a creature resisted the effects of Herschel's taunt ability, so they don't have disadvantage on targets other than Herschel, Herschel can still give them disadvantage using his reaction. I love that. That's so funny. He can just give everyone disadvantage all the time. Ah, beautiful. Next, I think we're gonna hop back into wizard and stay there. So I think we're gonna finish out in wizard. So 7th level wizard, 13th overall, he's gonna gain access to 4th level wizard spells. Oh my god, so powerful. 8th level in wizard, 14th overall, that is an ability score improvement. Hey, let's give him a feat. You know what? He has just so many ability score improvements, so many feats. I'm gonna give him skilled. So he can just gain proficiency in 3 skills of his choice. That's all that does. A fairly boring one, but there are just a few more things I want him to be proficient in. Also, I can, you know, kind of retcon this and say that his last feat was skilled instead of perceptive, because for skilled, we're going to give him proficiency in perception,
And then from the perceptive feat, if he already has proficiency in perception, he gains expertise. So we're just going to give him expertise in perception. I'm fine with doing that. I'd be fine with doing that for my players, too. Because it's like, you didn't know what you were wanted to do. It's okay if you don't always have a clear idea of what you want to do with your character. That's perfectly reasonable. So expertise in perception, and then proficiency in two other skills of his choice. I'm going to do performance. And let's do survival. I think performance is important for a trickster because I think a lot of tricks are very performative. And Herschel, the actual character, was a jester of sorts. So I think having a proficiency in performance is reflective of that as well. I think it helps to be able to act a little bit. And survival, because when you are a trickster, everyone wants to just wreck your shit. You know, a lot of people don't have patience for Herschel's tricks. So he's got to be good at survival, good at running away, good at, you know, surviving on the road. Herschel's also described often as a vagabond or as a wanderer. So survival will help with that too. Beautiful. 9th level in wizard, 15th overall, he's going to gain access to 5th level wizard spells. 10th level in wizard, 16th overall, that's another arcane tradition feature from the School of Illusion subclass called Illusory Self, which is great, okay? So once per short or long rest, Herschel can just make an attack miss him. That's what this boils down to. But what it looks like is when a creature makes an attack roll against Herschel, he can use his reaction to interpose an illusory duplicate of himself between the attacker and himself. So if an attacker goes to hit him, Herschel can just take a step back and leave an illusion of himself in his place, so the attack automatically misses. Incredible. So if he runs out of uses of his warding flare ability, because he can only use that 3 times because it's based on his wisdom modifier. So if a creature doesn't have disadvantage on their attack rolls, they might actually hit Herschel, and he can't have that. He has really low armor class and really low hit points, so that would just wreck him. So he can just cause the attack to straight up miss him. Any attack roll, I love it. And again, he can do that per short or long rest. 11th level in wizard, that is going to be, 17th overall. He's going to gain access to 6th level wizard spells. Crazy powerful, I love that. 12th level in wizard, 18th overall, another ability score improvement. His last one that he's going to get. Man, I said I would just keep giving him feats, but both his wisdom and charisma are on the cusp of bumping up his modifiers. So, okay, I'm going to put 1 point into wisdom and 1 point into charisma to make that wisdom an 18 or a +4 modifier. So now all of his cleric spells get a little more potent, and he gains an additional use of warding flare as well. And charisma bumps from a 15 to a 16, which is a +3 modifier. He's not using any like magic or abilities that use charisma, but that will affect his deception, his performance, his persuasion, his intimidation even. A lot of things that a trickster really needs relies on charisma, so bumping that up is very helpful to him. 13th level in wizard, 19th overall, he is going to gain access to 7th level wizard spells. He's a crazy powerful mage, but he insists on only using his magic to mess with people. And I respect that. I really do. 14th level in wizard, 20th overall, he's going to gain another arcane tradition feature from the School of Illusion subclass. And this one is freaking wild. Okay, it's called Illusory Reality. So now Herschel can just make his illusions real, which, what the hell? When he casts an illusion spell of 1st level or higher, he can choose one inanimate, non-magical object that is part of the illusion and make that object real. He can do this on his turn as a bonus action while the spell is ongoing and the object remains real for 1 minute. For example, listen to this example that it gives.
Herschel can create an illusion of a bridge over a chasm and then make it real long enough for his allies to cross. So, I love that. The illusions can't directly harm anyone, so he can't create, you know, like a pit of spikes and make the spikes real. But just the idea of Herschel running from an angry mob, okay, creating an illusory bridge that he makes real, he runs over, and then the rest of the mob follow him and fall through the illusion just into a chasm below. It's so funny. Oh, man. But this is a really good ability, just because a lot of illusions don't really hold up under scrutiny. You know, like the minor illusion cantrip. He can minor illusion himself some money and try to pay with it, but as soon as another creature tries to feel the money, they'll immediately know it's an illusion. But now he's like, hey, this money is real. Let me pay with these coins, take my stuff and go, and then after a minute, the coins are just going to disappear. But that's so good. The person, you know, classic thing you do with coins in cartoons. He takes the coin and bites it to feel that it's real. He's like, all right, this coin's good. Here are your donuts. And Herschel's like, thank you, good sir. I'm going to take these donuts and skedaddle skedoodle, run out of there. And then the coins just disappear. And Herschel got free donuts. And I mentioned the donuts because there is a Herschel tale called Rolls and Donuts, which I will read for you now. You're welcome. Herschel once entered a restaurant, asked for two rolls. When these were brought to him, he changed his mind, asked for two donuts instead, ate them, then walked out without paying. The owner ran after him and demanded to be paid for the donuts. But I gave you the rolls for them, Herschel said. You didn't pay for the rolls either, the owner said. Well, I haven't eaten the rolls, have I? Herschel replied and walked away. which is so silly, but that's where the donuts thing comes from. So, boom, that is Herschel of Ostrapol. I love him. What a guy. Herschel of Ostrapol, this Jewish folk hero. Background, urchin, race, Kender. He is a level 6 light domain cleric, a level 14 school of illusion wizard. Ending stats, we have 6 strength, 10 dexterity, 12 constitution, 20 intelligence, 18 wisdom, and 16 charisma. Oh my god, he's so powerful. For skill proficiencies, he has plus 15 to deception, plus 10 to insight, plus 16 to perception, plus 9 to performance, plus 9 to persuasion, plus 11 to religion, plus 6 to sleight of hand, plus 6 to stealth, and plus 10 to survival. He has so many skill proficiencies, what the hell? I mean, I know through feats, I gave him another 4 skill proficiencies and 2 expertises. Expertises? Yeah, two expertises. Anyway, but my god, that's still a lot. For saving throws, he has plus 10 to wisdom saving throws and plus 9 to charisma saving throws. Languages, he knows common and elvish. Tool proficiencies, he's proficient in thieves' tools and disguise kits. And for feats, we gave him skill expert, perceptive, and skilled. To really make him kind of a jack of all trades here, he can do so much. He has so many skill proficiencies. He has 9 skill proficiencies. That's freaking crazy. Okay, cool. So my idea of Herschel is essentially, I feel like Herschel would go about doing, you know, all the things he does in these tales in much the same manner. Just be a little extra. Like in Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins, because I have my book in front of me. You can hear the pages. Oh, listen to that ASMR. Beautiful, incredible. I imagine him doing much the same thing, but just being extra about it. So instead of him actually crushing a hard-boiled egg for the first goblin, he can just make an illusion of him actually crushing a rock. Because remember, he can change the nature of an illusion. So he can start it as a rock, cover it with his hand, and then change the illusion so that it is a crushed rock. because what he says to this goblin is he can crush a rock in his hand, and he tricks him by using a hard-boiled egg that looks like a rock in the dim light. With the second one that gets their hand stuck in a pickle jar, I feel like Herschel can trick him by demonstrating Herschel reaching into the pickle jar, grabbing a pickle and pulling out without his hand getting stuck, and then using his illusory reality ability to then make the pickle jar real. So Herschel reached through this illusion no problem, and then when the goblin goes to do it, the illusion's suddenly real and he gets stuck. And then when the goblin king comes in, Herschel can just easily get him to light the candles. Because this time, instead of having the candles in an actual menorah, Herschel can have them in a menorah, but then use an illusion to make it look like it's not a menorah. So of course the Goblin King is going to light these candles without much provocation. He's not lighting the menorah, which Herschel wants him to do. But secretly, he is. It's all an illusion. You've been tricked, baby. And maybe in this scenario, maybe the Goblin King gets so pissed off that, you know, Herschel used this illusion magic against him, he flies into a rage and attacks Herschel. I talk about Herschel's tricks and everything, but as a D&D character, he is 20th level. You know, he has access to 7th level wizard spells. So the Goblin King flies into a rage, comes at Herschel, is about to claw through them when Herschel uses his powerful illusion ability called Illusory Self to create a duplicate and cause the attack to miss. And then Herschel of Ostrapol casts Power Word Pain on the Goblin King. And as the Goblin King is writhing in agony on the floor, Herschel stands over him with no pity in his face, as he then casts Flesh to Stone to turn the Goblin King into stone. Just... it's just so funny to imagine this goofy little trickster having incredibly powerful magics that instead of tricking the Goblin King, he can just wreck his shit absolutely. Ugh. Ugh, I had fun with this one. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. Email in character suggestions to me at fantasizemepod@gmail.com. Let me know who you want to be turned into a D&D character. My list for December and January is pretty full, but I have a bunch of open spaces, because, you know, there are a lot of characters that can be turned into D&D characters. And I've even done things like the concept of lust or the Titanic. I'll turn anything into a D&D character. Just dare me. Again, that email is fantasizemepod@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Blue Sky and Twitch and YouTube, all under fantasizemepod. But yeah, check out my Twitch, twitch.tv/fantasizemepod. I try to stream every Tuesday and Thursday. I just play fun games, have a good time, and then port those videos over to YouTube, also again under fantasizemepod. So check that out, please, and thank you. And remember, if you like this podcast, or even if you didn't, whatever, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your friends' enemies, trick them into listening. Thank you so much for listening, and we will do this again soon. Bye.